Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
So what'd you think of Boo 2? Madea Boo 2. It's the number one movie in the country, Jesse. It made $21 million this weekend. Madea Boo 2.
It wasn't as good as Boo.
Boo 1?
Boo 1, yeah. But... I mean, I love a Madea.
God damn it.
I'm just joking.
I mean, it's fucking insane. It's fucking insane that they're still making these goddamn movies.
Yeah.
Again, not only does it set like the black culture back like fucking 500 years with just the, I mean, it's that's the classic stereotype is the fucking black man in a dress.
Right.
And they're just grinding these movies. I mean, how many fucking Madea movies is this?
I don't know.
And nobody says anything. Nobody says like, hey, man,
let's
this
quit
is
it.
Really setting back the culture. People are still bitching about Kaepernick, but fucking the grown man who has the most power. I would say he's probably arguably the most powerful black man in Hollywood.
Okay.
Wouldn't you say that?
I guess I would. Yeah.
Yeah. Tyler Perry. Mm-hmm. Easily. I'd say he's the richest. He's got a gigantic studio down in Atlanta. He's besties with Oprah and he is still making movies where he's in a fucking dress as Madea.
It's crazy.
And they're making money. This was number one this weekend. Only the Brave tanked, the movie about the firefighters that looked incredible. Like they thought that was going to be up for like Oscars, Josh Brolin, Miles Teller, that made about $6 million.
Damn it.
And then that Geostorm movie with G-Butts, Gerard Butler, that was outside my Airbnb. They had a huge premiere on right in front of Man's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. Mm. That thing shit the bed. It made like $15 million. That fucking thing cost like $150 million. Gone. But Madea, Boo Two is crazy. Like,
if you're
looking at today's culture, and you're thinking to yourself, "Oh man, we've changed as a people, or we need to progress and move forward." Like, no, nothing is. It's Madea is where we're at as a culture. That's it.
Have you seen a Madea?
I did, because like I've talked a lot of shit about Madea in the past.
So you've got to see it.
I had to. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Bad.
Hello.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's so crazy that it's like, I would venture to this is going to be a bold statement I'm about to make. So prepare yourself.
Whoa.
Grab a fucking table. Strap yourself down. Yeah.
I'm sitting down.
Put your retainer back in your mouth and strap it around the back of your head.
Okay.
Here's what I'm about to say. Ernest T. Bass. Remember those Ernest movies? Ernest Goes to Jail.
Obviously love them.
I'm going to say that those are better films than Madea.
Of course they are. It's Ernest.
No. Look, you go back and watch an Ernest movie. Fucking awful.
I know.
As a kid, I did. I didn't know any better.
Right.
But this is
Madea for kids?
No, it's not for kids. No. I mean, it's a fucking 50-year-old black man in a dress with a bad wig.
Oh, yeah.
And every possible stereotype you could ever imagine is in it. And it's like, man, what are we doing? I like Tyler Perry. What the fuck is... I mean, I guess he's just cashing checks. Who cares?
Basically. Not going to stop doing, like...
It is absolutely... I mean, it is mind-altering. We did a show with Miles Teller that's coming up on our sister show, Drinking Bros, and that's airing later on in the week. And he was in Only the Brave, and I was telling him about the box office for Madea, and I was like, "Hey man, I don't know if you follow the tracking numbers, but Madea Boo 2 is tracking pretty high in like the 20s. And it's just it's crazy.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know, but if I'm a studio head, I look at those numbers and I give him three more. I give him three more fucking boos.
Oh yeah.
I give him
boo 20,
boo 3, boo 4, boo 5. But I
5.
Green light them immediately.
Oh, for sure.
And get them.
That's
the fuck
problem.
Out. I know.
That's the problem.
I just don't see how much longer theaters can withstand this. I don't see how long this is gonna last. I know this has been a theme throughout our show since we've started. We're on episode, you know, deep into the hundreds now, and but we come from Hollywood, we're actors and all this shit, and it's just sad
to see the demise.
Crazy.
From even like as long as I've been doing it, which is not like a super long time. I mean, same amount, right?
Both of us,
but like to see the decline from like even just going to Sundance, where it's all independent. Like there's maybe a couple like bigger budget, do you know what I mean? But like even seeing the demise of what you do is kind of and seeing it just get out of your grasp.
Yeah, Madea,
it gets
man.
Farther and farther out of your grasp, because what? I'm not going to get a superhero movie. I'm not going to get a Madea. So what? I get nothing. you know, that's it.
That's kind of what we're left with. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. So it just sucks, but
we'll see. But we had a fun show with Miles. You can check that out later on the week on Drinking Bros. And welcome to the show, kids. We're back.
I'm back.
The James and I are back.
Flooded.
Jared and I did a fucking weird episode.
Yeah. People liked it.
No, they loved it, but it was super weird. You know Jared, obviously.
I am.
Jared Taylor. We told the 40 laxatives in a beach story that he wants to get down on.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep. All that right up my alley.
Really, really.
I love talking
about
that stuff.
Bottom of the barrel, highbrow stuff.
Mm-hmm. I love talking about
when
that
Jared
stuff.
Comes on the show. He's like my Madea.
Right.
When he comes on the show,
he adds a level of
class that mm-hmm. you cannot.
And prestige.
Oh, worldwide prestige.
Right.
Prestige
worldwide? Is that what you're going from? Is that Step Brothers?
Yeah.
Prestige worldwide.
Yeah.
Boats and hoes.
We really, really are just, you know, highbrow comedy when he's on. But mm-hmm. yeah, we had a few drinks in L.A. and it was like,
sure.
Hey, let's just fucking record. It was pretty funny. So I want to thank him for being on. But we got a big show. We got some sponsors who pay for it to be on the air. So let's get to the sponsors, shall we? Jabes, I missed your razor noise. First up, we got straightrazors.com. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Was that it?
Meh. That's close. It's your first show back in a while. So, it is what
by
it is.
By popular demand. Yeah. I mean, flooded.
Raining
messages. Where is Jabes? I won't listen unless she's there. Yeah. Is like a song that
a lot of people made up
and they filmed it and sent it to
me. A lot of artists got together, like Gaga and Elton John, and they did a We Are the World version of that.
Yeah.
Where is Jabes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where is Jabes? Where is her sound effects?
Where is the Jabes? She makes the brighter day, so let's keep Jablin.
Where is her fact checking? We don't know what we're talking about. Yeah, unless you have me to fact check for you guys.
Yeah, we got
like
nothing.
A pro.
We got nothing.
What about straight?
Googles.
The
Googles. Straightrazors.com is the premier shaving kit in all of the land. Starting a mustache soon.
Just got back.
Starting that stash up. Stash is coming back, and I'm gonna shave it up.
Are you doing
straightrazors.com?
Are you doing it for Fucktober?
No, I'm not actually. Is that the thing? Fucktober's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Fucktober's a thing, and then it's into Movember, right?
So what? You shave up your pubes for Fucktober, and then you don't shave your face for Movember?
I think when it's starting to grow out, you know that little
stubble
time.
Yeah,
yeah, that's Fucktober.
All right. Well, look, it's Fucktober. It's Fucktober, kids. Go to straightrazors.com. Get yourself a straight razor kit. Holidays are right around the corner. If you're looking for a sweet gift for a brother, a father, a lover, go to straightrazors.com. The finest shaving kit in the biz. They've also got the number one ranked aftershave in the world and the number one ranked cologne. It's called Smolder, and it's my goddamn favorite. Use it every day. By the way, I've had this challenge up for a long time. Hey, if you don't enjoy the Smolder, just try a bottle of the aftershave of Smolder. If you don't enjoy it, and it's not the most amazing aftershave you have, you can punch me in the dick. And everybody's really disappointed because they keep ordering it and they're like, fuck, man, I wish I could punch you in the dick, but I can't. So try it out, kids. Go to straightrazors.com, support the show. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Straightrazors.com, promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Next up, we've got ledbyiron.com.
Ugh.
Yeah, grunt.
Pump.
Get a nice pump.
Get
on.
A quick pump.
Ledbyiron.com. It's LEDBI. No, I spelled it wrong. LEDBYIRON.com. Led by Iron. Dude, this shit's catching on, man. I actually was at the gym earlier and I saw somebody wearing a Led by Iron shirt. I was like, oh, fuck. And he was like, hey, listen to the show. And I was like, right on. They've got some of the finest functioning fitness apparel in the biz. What is that exactly? It means the t-shirts fit nice. Shit fits great. It's not baggy. You don't have to fucking, you know, half-ass it around the gym with some mm-hmm. fucking, you don't have to tie it in a knot in the back. Like a little, what do you call that?
Continental soldier?
What? It's a continental soldier.
I don't know. What is that?
Did you just make that up?
Over the shoulder boulder?
Holder? That's a bra, but what do you call a midriff? You know?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to tie it up like mm-hmm. a fucking midriff.
Mm-hmm.
And look, they're 100% first responder owned. Big fan of ledbyiron.com. They've got some tees for men and women. And they got some dope ass hats. They've got a thin red line shirt and a thin blue line shirt as well.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of the folks at ledbyiron.com. Also, you can check them out on Instagram. Go to their Instagram at ledbyiron.com and Facebook. Like their pages and shit and give them a shout out.
They just did a sweet photo shoot with a real hot chick. So check it out.
Yeah, hot chicks.
Check it out. Hot chicks in.
Yeah, go to ledbyiron.com, type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Big fan of ledbyiron.com. Revolution 20% off. Last but not least, we've got StrikeForceEnergy.com.
That was like a blade.
Yeah.
With a gun.
Yeah, no, it was nice.
So like my blade noise, I fear, is very close to my strike force. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you're working on some things. You're workshopping some things, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just always? Or just like my personality?
You're going to do some live shows at at Dead Crow. Aren't you?
Yeah. And I'm workshopping. It's not even really like a comedy set. I'm just kind of working on a personality that's going to work for me.
Yeah.
And so I'm just in the crowd. I'm not up on the stage, but I'm just workshopping, like talking to strangers and trying to like try different personalities.
Right. And until you settle on one.
Yeah. But the best place to do that is at a comedy club, I feel.
Yeah, me too.
They do love when you talk, right?
Everybody.
While they're doing their set.
I love it when I'm on stage and people are talking.
And like workshopping.
Yeah, just workshopping their own
material. Their own stuff. Yeah. So.
Big fan.
Come see me live in the crowd at Dead Crow.
She'll be handing out Strike Force energy to people and working on her personalities.
Working on my different personalities that I'm trying while performers are on stage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But our last sponsor is StrikeForceEnergy.com. And we're a huge fan of them. They're fucking getting huge, man. They're in stores now. Like they're in like 47-Elevens or something crazy.
They're getting away from us, guys.
I know. Big fan of StrikeForceEnergy.com. Look, if they're not in your 7-Eleven, go into the goddamn store and talk to the manager and demand it. They'll put it in there because they'll sell the shit out. Go to South Florida right now because I know they're popping up everywhere in South Florida. So anything lower than like go to fucking Tampa, Dade County. Miami, all that shit. Roll in. Tell the manager you want Strike Force. If you're a woman, punch yourself in the tit. That'll make a manager stop and just say, "Hey, man, whoa, what the fuck is going on? Did you just punch yourself in your own tit?" Yeah, I just punched my own tit. I want some Strike Force. They've got four flavors. They've got original, lemon, orange, and make America grape again. You've also got a 750 milliliter bottle. You can just put it on your fucking bar stool. You can put it actually in your cup holder in your car.
Set it and forget it.
And just boom, boom. Set it and forget it, bro. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. They ship everywhere in the entire world, and they have a subscription of the month club. Again, StrikeForceEnergy.com. Promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Jabes.
Yeah.
Jabes. What? Set it and forget it.
Set and make yourself a dump meal. Set it and forget it.
Yeah, exactly. You were disappointed Yankees lost last night?
Very.
That's your team. That's your squad, Holmes.
It's my team. It was a good
New York,
like,
LA
series, too. So I was like,
it was a good
really?
Series until last night's game. That game was shitty,
last two
man.
Games. And it was just like, really, guys? Like, Do you really just need to be in New York, like, you elitist a-holes? Come on.
I like how you abbreviated a-hole as if I don't swear every other word on this fucking show.
I know. Well, I swear too, but I
Here's the thing. Yankees are too young. They were 2 years away from where this point now.
I don't agree with that because
I do.
I think that people are leaning on that. Like, if you can get to the series, you can fucking win it. Like, that's just it. Like,
you can.
If you can get that far and win,
they're missing some pieces. When your best pitcher is 38 years old,
that's true.
It's time to fucking buck up and start buying some people. Because the weird thing about the Yankees is they haven't really bought anybody. Like, all of these kids. We're fucking homegrown, and they haven't paid for the big free agents yet. So they could go out and fucking get people unless they're loading up for Bryce Harper, because Bryce Harper's only got one more year left.
Didn't they buy a Cub? What happened? No.
They bought Aroldis Chapman, yes.
Yeah.
But that's about it for them.
Right.
Sabathia has a huge contract. But that's an older one. He's been there for a while. And so, I think the Yankees are going to be great for years to come. Sad thing is, though, is the Astros are all young, too. So the team that beat them, they're going to be there for a while, too, I bet.
Yeah.
But I think the Yankees are going to make some sort of power move. I think the Bryce Harper thing is going to go down eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe because since he's got 1 year left, it could be a trade at the All-Star break. Yeah, he would fit great because he's
a Yankee.
He's young.
Yeah.
He's all their age. And, you know.
What position is he, though? Right field?
Right field, yeah.
Yeah.
Judge is right field, but, I mean, you could move Judge.
Anywhere in the outfield, for sure.
Yeah. No, well, not, maybe not center, but.
Why couldn't he be center?
Why couldn't Bryce Harper could be center? You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Because Brett Gardner is center now, and he's getting old. Or he looks old.
I think he just looks old.
Because he's fucking bald. Clean bald.
Clean bald. And short and white.
Yeah, he's got a huge head. You ever seen him without his hat on? Fucking A. He's got a dome on him. It's like a white milk dud, that guy. Never seen anything like it.
It's like, yeah.
That wasn't even the most exciting thing to happen yesterday.
What was?
Trump. Trump is releasing the JFK files after all these fucking years.
You are so...
Everybody's just like waiting. They're supposed to dump next week. He says he's going to drop them next week, whatever's in there. The CIA and the FBI have said, please don't do this.
Why do you think they're saying please don't?
There's obviously something in there. Why hide it all these years? Because here's the fucked up thing is, you know, you had the Oliver Stone movie come out in 91 with the JFK mm-hmm. and that reignited the whole conspiracy thing. And then George Bush Sr., who was president at the time, put a new lock on those files coming out of 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, shit, man. It's strange. Why? Like, if nothing really went on, then why?
Is it common practice to release like records of the CIA and FBI? So I think is part of it that just like we don't need to release this kind of stuff to you.
If there's nothing to hide, then
don't set a precedent.
Who cares? Like if there's nothing to hide, then who cares? Like for example, there's some other files that were released. Like when Lennon died, John mm-hmm. Lennon. Turns out the FBI and the CIA were, you know, tracking him, and because of his peace movement and all that shit and everything that he was into and that was surprising. You were like, oh shit, I never would have thought that in a million years, but you know, what's the harm in releasing those files if you thought whatever?
Yeah,
with this, you know, the speculation thus far is that Oswald went down to Mexico City 7 weeks before he assassinated the president, said he was going to assassinate him, and had meetings with, you know, Russian and or Cuban officials about it. Again, whether or not this is true, nobody knows, but hopefully we find out. If the government had something to do with it and covered it up, that would be fucking tremendous. And it got me thinking as to why Trump would want to do this now. And it's like, you know, to me, this is one president that has been polarizing enough.
Yeah,
arguably the most polarizing we've ever had in our country's history, that maybe he's worried about getting iced. And he's like, hey, let's release these files and just know if anything happens to me, motherfucker, go back and open up the files
because
this other shit went down.
Right.
But this gives me hope, Javes. Gives me hope. Okay. If he's releasing these.
Mm-hmm.
What else could he release?
Like what?
I don't know.
What do you have?
I don't know. Just
stupid little brain.
Off the top of my head.
Yeah. What would you be thinking?
Roswell, mm-hmm. New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Aliens are real, Jabes. They're real. So if these come out and everybody's like amped about it, you know, why not go back and release the Roswell files?
To show you what?
So good. The fucking aliens exist.
Oh, boy. Wouldn't aliens you love
exist.
Just all of that?
I would. I would. Because it's validation. And it's like, cool. Can we stop talking about this and pretending like we're the only people here and all this other fucking shit? Like, I'm done.
Nobody's,
I'm done with that.
Nobody's pretending that.
I'm done with that. I'm done thinking that. You know what else I'm done with is the fucking like the climate change shit. I don't want to hear about it anymore. There was an article that came out this morning, and they found these teeth. They found two perfectly preserved teeth in Germany that were 9.7 million years old.
Okay.
Fuck hairspray. Fuck your climate change. I don't want to hear it. The world is not ending anytime soon. This now changes completely the timeline of mankind and how long we've been around.
Mm-hmm.
And they were perfectly preserved, like ape teeth. And when you see the pictures, you see the photos of them in USA Today. I read the story this morning in USA Today. They're perfectly preserved teeth. We were like, Jesus Christ, that's insane.
Right.
So if the Earth is that old, like, are you going to tell me that, you know, using too much hairspray or chucking a fucking, you know, can out the window or an extra poopy diaper that's not going to disintegrate into the Earth is like going to destroy the climate anytime in our lifetime? You're crazy. You are absolutely fucking crazy.
I think it's hairspray,
whatever,
poopy diapers, I don't care about any.
Like, we're a million years away from that, or at least a minimum another 2,000 years away. So I don't care.
Right.
I don't care anymore. After reading this article, I was just like, I don't fucking care. And I know, like, people are gonna be like, oh my god, the climate! How could you not care?
Well, it's not cold anymore. Years. Where is it? It's not cold anymore.
That's it. It's cold. It's snowing. It's snowing different places. Like,
where?
Shit. I was in Where was I just at? Where did I just come from?
Salt Lake. You were in.
I was in
LA.
Los Angeles. Yeah, I was in Los Angeles, and it was fucking. It was chilly when I arrived. I got a sweatshirt on and was just like, oh fuck. 2 days later, it got up to be 96 degrees, mm-hmm. but it mm-hmm. was, you know, chilly.
In October.
Yeah, chilly for a couple days. Yeah, but fucking LA's got its own shit going on. The fires and all that other stuff. Like,
right.
So
not
that's
enough water to put it out.
Coming downwind or whatever. LA's fucked up California as a state has fucked up their whole state where it's just like, I don't want to hear it. All the money's going to places that it shouldn't. It's been on the verge of bankruptcy for, 30 years now.
Tom Selleck has all the water.
He's got all the water.
For his place.
Yeah, and it's he like, gives zero fucks. He's paying that $100,000 fine, saying, look, I paid for a $10 million house. I want to keep the fucking grass green.
Yep.
Good for Tom, you know? Tom's 70. He's not putting up with this bullshit either of climate. I don't know what, for whatever reason, this really struck me. This new revelation of 9.7 million years where I was just like, fuck, we care so much about like the last 2000 years. This was 9.7 million years ago.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that? This is a blip. Like,
right.
This is nothing. So what? So what? There's an extra hurricane a year. Like, I don't fucking care.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
Okay.
After this, we should go back to cigs inside. You know what I'm saying? Let people smoke inside.
Yeah.
Let them
fuck
get there.
It. Fuck it. Ugh.
That
can you imagine?
That's one thing that, like, I have not missed.
Haven't missed.
Yeah.
And I even used to smoke. So it's like, but even then, there's something about just like the stale.
Yep.
Smoke inside. We used to have like kids would sit right next to the smoking section.
Yeah.
That's like divided by a stairs.
The reason I bring that up is I worked with somebody on this new movie we just finished, and I went to their house and they were smoking inside their house, and I was like, man,
wow,
people still do that, huh?
Not very many.
No,
but it's a very specific type of person.
Because I used to smoke back in the day.
Did they have lizards?
No, they did not.
Hmm.
But I used to smoke back in the day, and like we did smoke inside.
Long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking 10 years, 15 years.
Roommate
like
style.
Yeah. But now,
oh,
like imagining
sure
that
too.
Now,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody did. Imagining that now, like it's crazy. And when I walked in, I was like, oh fuck, yeah, you're just smoking inside right now.
We used to love to find the like old loophole places. Remember like towards the end of the movement of like nobody smoking inside, there would be a couple of these old bars with the loophole that if the bartender was like part owner and was the only one on shift kind of thing.
Yeah,
so you could find these like, oh, I used to love that because it was just like felt so weird. Because literally, like, nobody was doing it.
We walked into a bar, you and I, in Nashville one time to see your friend who was bartending.
Yeah.
And people were smoking inside there. And I was like, what?
Yeah, this? They were the last to go, I think, Nashville. Yeah. And again, it was like, it was one of, it, there was still that loophole, which I don't even know, there may still be.
So, certain states, there's, I told you the old Georgia loopholes, there's a couple liquor laws. If you have a liquor license from like the early 1900s,
mm-hmm.
there's like two left. And if you kept them, you could still drink like 24 hours inside these establishments.
Okay, but
like,
yeah.
Yeah, there's some states with some weird shit still. But it's weird to think back that. And I remember just walking in this dude's house. I was like, oh, fuck.
Took you back.
Luckily, it was brief. My exchange was brief. And I was just like, hey, all right, good, cool. You're just smoking inside. Like, no kid. But he wasn't married, didn't have kids. So it really didn't matter, I guess. But
you know, in L.A., in California, like, there's no reason not to smoke outside. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
if you're in a place where, like, it's snowing, whatever, and you have to smoke, like, you're kind of like, okay, I get you, like, can't go outside to smoke. But, like, in LA, it's so nice. I mean,
yeah,
it will never be, like, not nice for you to, like, go outside to the balcony.
You know what's
something.
Funny? I don't see a lot of people smoking in LA anymore.
No. And not anywhere.
No, or New York. I don't see New York. Yeah.
It's not cool anymore.
Ah, the South, I still see it. I would say the South more than anywhere else, but New York and LA, no. And back in the day, they smoked more than anybody.
Oh, New York was like
New York
smoking
and
capital.
Look, in LA, fuck. I mean, they had most of the clubs would open up. It could, you know, take the roof off so you could smoke outside and yeah, man, fuck, everybody smoked. Now, it's one of those things where, man, I just don't see it very often.
No.
I don't see people smoking cigarettes anymore.
No, it's not cool anymore.
No. Which is, look, bad. It's probably a good thing, but...
it is.
It was strange when I walked in. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Smoking inside. Smoking inside. That's a fucking... That's a crazy...
Again, it's a specific...
Crazy lifestyle
thing. It's a really specific thing this time, this day and age.
Yeah,
to be that person.
No, I know.
You clearly don't want anyone to come over ever.
No.
Yeah.
And all your shit reeks. Like I just
smoking in cars. Like when I see people smoking in car, you get into an Uber where they used to smoke. You're like, really?
Yeah, I know.
Dang, like this car is done for.
Yeah.
You're done. Like there's no getting that out ever.
Yeah, no, that's true. Another thing I saw today that I was, I don't want to say beyond disappointed, but, I guess it's better that he's dead now.
What?
That Hugh Hefner's dead now is Playboy.
Oh.
What the fuck is going on?
It's like they killed him all over again.
I know.
with this shit.
God damn. It's a good thing he's buried next to Marilyn. So that way when he's rolling over in his grave, at least he's rolling on top of her.
Yeah.
Playboy had the first ever transgender playmates, which a lot of people said it's brave online. Another big term. This is super brave. We are super brave for having a transgender. No, you're not. Playboy had hot chicks in it that were chicks.
Yep.
That were nude.
Mm-hmm.
Playgirl had fucking boys in it.
Right.
Dudes.
Supposedly for girls, but
yeah.
Ended up just being for gay guys.
So why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Why not have play trans? Like there is no part of me. Like if I'm picking up a Playboy magazine, not that, I mean, fuck, it's been 90 years since anybody looks
it's at true.
Porn in magazines anymore. But
it's true.
If you are, and if I bought that issue or it was shipped to my house, and I opened it up and it was a fucking girl with a dick in it, I would lose my fucking shit.
Not, it doesn't have a dick.
What? Why not?
It's a fully post.
Oh, it's a post one.
So it's the kind of thing where you'll be like, oh, dang. And then you'll find out that it is and have that weird feeling
even
of like,
worse.
I am attracted to this person.
Even
and
worse.
Because
that means you already jacked off probably.
Exactly.
And
so,
you didn't know.
So it's
because you're not reading. Let's face it, you're not reading who this person is or reading about them.
No.
You're just flipping through the pictures and you're like, oh, sweet. I'll jack off to that person. And then you get that and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. So it's not like, it's not shemale stuff. It's the point of
the worst is the people who already, you know, jacked off and then they read about it later and they were like, hey, man, Did you hear about Playboy? I had a fucking transgender.
Like, what? Yeah.
Gosh.
It's really fucking with people.
All
man.
Around me are familiar.
Or what's the Crying Game one?
Gosh. I don't know. I mean, because that's.
Boy George.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hard one to shake out of your memory.
It's just not. It's too soon.
Even
it's too soon. It's not, I've said a million times, I'm just like, I'm okay. I'm okay. Nobody's hurting me. Like no trans person is like really bothering me that much.
No.
But it's a lot really quick. It's
yes.
It's a lot. I feel like it went from us kind of being like, okay, we understand what this is, to like, god damn it, like look at me, jack off to me, and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like like let me just try and figure out
let me
have a couple years of this level.
And, yeah.
Because again, I've said too, with like gay, like the gay community, which I also don't like that they put them all together, LGBTQ, because trans and gay are completely different
totally
people
different.
And gay
yeah.
people will even tell you that.
Yeah.
Like we are not, like we don't need to be
lumped into the same
category. The same thing. It's like putting like every, you know.
Sure.
I don't know, but every minority into one thing and just being like, you guys are all the same. You struggle with the same things. You think about the same things. So I don't like that, first of all. And then it's like, think of how long it took them to even get to like very recently being able to get married, right? Which
yeah.
is their, you know, to them was the most like important
that was the
thing
goal,
of
yeah.
just like, we want to just be on the same level.
Right.
We don't need to be special, whatever, anything. But this is just like, they piggybacked on that. And we're just like, oh, cool. You're cool with that. Well, also, were you going to be cool with this and this and this and this? And now jack off to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I look, Playboy, long story short, is going down.
Sorry.
Like, this is, it's not, you're right. It's too much.
Too much.
Not only that,
but
like,
process.
Tell people, or just have a separate fucking magazine for it. Like, Jesus, man.
I mean, they are telling people, but it's just like, is it right on the cover? I don't know. I mean, I didn't even look.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, and it's, you know, you look at it and you look and you're like, oh, it's a chick.
It's a chick because,
but
according to the mindset or the way that we're supposed to think about it is that it's not a biological thing anymore. It's something that you can choose. And so, you know, and that's just too crazy for me right now.
Too much.
And I'm very open-minded, but that one's, I just need a second.
Yeah.
Right? Before you put in Playboy. I'm even Laverne Cox, I look at her and she's like the one that's like, people just don't even talk about it anymore. She's just Laverne Cox. Like
right.
they don't even say like, you know, transgender actor. And it's her. She's a she. She's playing. It's like not even a thing anymore.
Yeah.
I still am like, that's a dude.
Yeah, it's a dude.
Looks like a dude.
It's
a dude.
So I mean Playboy itself is like, you know, congratulations for being brave or whatever, you know, people are calling you online, but you just lost the last little bit of audience you had left is fucking gone now.
It's like, what do they think their audience is with doing that shit? What
know.
Do they think it is?
And
just a bunch of like,
you know,
Lena Dunhams?
I find it odd that they waited till he died to do it. And then did it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Of like, oh, we're going to fucking fight. This is my fight
yeah.
song.
Finally.
Take back my lives and jack off to me. Fucking jack off to me.
Finally, that oppressive half. He died. Finally,
yeah.
We're free.
Gross. What the fuck are you doing, Playboy? What are you doing? What are you, like, that was the ultimate men's magazine for hot girls and good times.
Right.
Hef dies and you're like, oh, fuck it. Let's piss on his body.
Basically.
Let's piss on the dead body and just put a trans in there and just say, hey, congratulations, guys. Boy, a lot of people woke up and saw that, probably didn't know. You know, the last 10 people who had Playboy are now going to kill themselves where they're like, I'm fucking jacked off,
jacked off to it.
Yeah. And by the way, I went into the first transgender bathroom in L.A.
Oh.
Yeah. I did a...
Is it transgender or it's every...
Fuck. So I go in...
No gender.
I go in. It's one of my favorite restaurants in Los Angeles that I always grab lunch at for fucking... post-production and all that stuff, like California Chicken Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Go there all the time. And I went to the bathroom and I put it on my Instagram story, at ST James, at ST James. Shameless plug for that. But I put it on my Instagram story and I was like, whoa, there was like 19 different symbols on it. And it said, you know, all gender.
Yeah. I think it's all gender, right?
Yeah, all gender bathroom. But it was like, you know how they have the man and woman sign, and then there was like three other signs with it. It was like a mixture of confused gang signs on the door.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what?
Were there stalls in there?
No.
Oh, no. Well.
There wasn't. And
but then it's just like any other bathroom.
Right.
Because.
So why not just put, you know,
a man and woman on there?
Yeah. And which there used to be. I've used that bathroom before.
Yeah, it's just a bathroom at that point.
Just it used to be just a man or woman. Now they've changed it to that. They put up a new sign. I mean, they went all out for it. Like, they paid for a new sign for it and all this shit. And I was just like, what the fuck is happening here?
Wouldn't that cover everybody, though?
What?
Man and woman?
No, because it wouldn't cover trans.
But whatever they identify.
Because you're a man and a woman.
Oh, you're both.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yep. There you go.
Oh boy!
So that was a thing that I saw, and I was like, "Wow, I can't believe it!" And somebody caught me doing the Instagram story where I was just like, "Yeah,
we're
in California," and they were like, "Yeah, that's a thing now, huh?" And I was like,
"Okay, I thought they were gonna get all California on you."
I didn't care if they did, but I was just like, "Yeah, that is a thing now." So yay, we're doing.
We're really doing it.
Yeah, because even they
changing the world.
Like, even they seem, you know, because they live there, and even they seem like, yeah, this is what we're doing now. And it was just like, yep, just going towards one race of person, just one body, and then that's it. Let's get fucking chips too. Then, you know, get chips implanted. Let's do the whole fucking dash.
Well, they're definitely gonna do that.
Let's do the whole fucking dash, homie.
Yeah.
Let's just become a fucking genderless robot.
Well, yeah. Well, no. Well, let's just abandon any societal norm that we've ever known for years, or biological.
Yeah.
For that matter. So we ignore anything, science, all of it.
Yeah.
And we just say, this is what I want to be, and that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah,
so that's what I joked about being trans pajama or whatever, where it's just like, so what if that's what you want to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not how the fucking world works. We do things that we don't want to do all the time.
I don't get it. And again, like, not to go back to this fucking monkeys that were found from 9.7 million years ago. But, you know, they found a man and a woman monkey, and they never found a different monkey back then. You know, it wasn't a mixed one.
Oh, yeah, no.
It was not one who was mixed.
Oh, interesting.
It was a man or a woman monkey, and then that was it. And it was male or female.
Right.
And that was it. You couldn't choose.
They were homosexual sometimes, but not like taking women's roles over.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then this fucking Hollywood thing. A lot of people have been hitting us up about this. About the Weinstein thing, because we were arguably one of the first shows to talk about this, and I had said it was just going to get worse, and it obviously is.
Yeah.
And today was James Toback, the director. He directed, it was probably one of my favorite movies of all time, Two Girls and a Guy.
Oh, okay.
With Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he did Black and White. Like, he's done a bunch of cool movies.
Okay.
He's a really cool director. Okay. And he got fucking outed today for, you know, 30 women came out and said that he sexually harassed them. And it's been an all out retreat. And, you know, they got together and said what they did and everything else. And
what did he do? Well, I'm looking at him now. He fits the model.
Yeah. He's fat,
ugly,
and
got some power.
Yeah, and he's a director. Same thing. You'd be like, hey, do you know who I am? Would you like to star in movies? Get these girls back. Get them naked.
Yeah.
You know, the usual.
Sure.
Usual fare. But you know, I've said this for the last couple of weeks that it was only going to get worse. I think it's going to get way, way worse than this. And I think it's going to start, I think it's going to start dipping into kids. There was an agent over at APA that was accused a couple days ago of molesting kids. And the lead on Stranger Things, the lead kid, he was a client there with his agent, and he left. Some of the other kids left and left the agency, and the agency fired this agent. I think you're going to hear a lot more about that type of thing with involving children coming up. And,
oh boy!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Corey Feldman was the one who broke this, not broke it, but you know, he was really the first to come out. Him and Corey Haim.
Yes.
It was a while ago, like maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and they were both like, "Hey, man, this is what really has been going on out here, in different situations." And Corey Feldman said he was molested. And
do you remember that show that they were on?
Yeah.
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 And that like infamous fight that they had.
Corey and Corey.
Yeah, yeah. Where they thought that like the cameras were off them, but they had their mics still on. Yeah. And it was like, why didn't you do anything? It's like, it happened to me. And that's when they like both were like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah. And I think that's the next round of shit that's going to come out. Like Roman Polanski was accused of, you know, this was in 1975, they said today, that, you know, he had molested some 10-year-old or whatever. But I think in that world, you're going to hear more about this. And there's a rumor right now that is almost confirmed that there's an A-lister, an A-list actor with children that is they're this close to breaking this story on this massive A-list actor and taking him down for this.
What?
Yeah. So that was the
scut. Guys.
I was out at a dinner in LA and some friends of mine were talking about it and I was like, no. And they were like, yeah. And it's supposed, like, and I said, A-list? I was like, A-list.
Yeah, yeah. Like we would be real. Like, surprised.
And, yeah. And they were like, for real. Like, a huge A-list star is going to go down, and it's going to go down in the next couple months over kids. And I was like, it sounds the fucking worst. And I look, it couldn't happen at a worse time, you know, with all these movies bombing left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Now
it's just done, like your power, your everything,
the power, like the mystique, the prestige of it, like
the like untouchableness,
yeah,
of like the way that producers used to be, and
producers, directors,
A-listers. It was like, don't get him anything he wants. Don't look at him. Don't touch him. Don't talk to him about it. It was like this weird thing, right? Mm-hmm. That's how it used to be.
And the culture of the town. Look, it's been set up for years. It's been going on for years. But now to hear people come out, like even Tarantino the other day, was just like, I knew. I fucking knew. And you were just like, Jesus,
man. That was the only honest, like, op-ed, right? Or did he write it? It was...
Here's the thing about it. Like, my buddy Rosenberg wrote an op-ed about it that was great. And about he knew and everything else. But, like, Tarantino was his bestie. Like, they were... Every Tarantino movie has been a Weinstein movie for years and years and years. And like for him to say he knew at first, initially he came out and said, hey, I need a few days to process this. And he took a few days, nothing came out. And then he said, you know, finally a couple weeks later, like, hey, I knew. He was one of the last to say I knew.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody was about to out him. And that's what I think, because I think it was the chauffeur. Because the chauffeur came out and was just like, look, here's everything that went down. So, like, I think he knew that story was going to break.
Implicated him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this is, again, going to get so much worse. And if this story's true that I heard at this dinner, which these are pretty reliable sources I was talking to, an A-lister with kids, like, Jesus Christ, that's awful. Because there's no worse human on the planet than anybody who
absolutely
a child molester.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if that's if that breaks and if that comes out, know that you heard it here, and like it is going around town right now where it's like, hey, they were close. And the last time that something like this got, where there was a story like that where they were like, hey, there's an A-lister who has AIDS and it's going to come to light in the next, you know, 30 to 60 days. Like, and it did. And it ended up being Charlie Sheen. So like, I think people are going to find out about this pretty soon. And, I just wonder who it is. I have my guesses, but this is something that I don't even want to speculate on.
No, you can't.
No, because if you're wrong on that, like,
we're not going to CNN this.
No, you're a horrible person, and so I have my guesses, but
okay.
There's two that I have a guess on.
Oh,
ooh. And, you can give it the dateline. Oh, really? So yeah, I have two guesses on this. We'll see what the answer is, but if that breaks, you're gonna see a fucking
holy shit.
Yeah,
it'll all go down.
You know, like we were talking about right before I left, the head of Amazon is out for original programming. Same thing happened to him. All these directors are being outed.
Mm-hmm.
And if something breaks about a fucking child molester,
oof,
from an A-list star, good. That's it, man. I don't know how how anybody recovers from that, as an industry,
mm-hmm,
because it's boy, it's one of those things where, like, you know,
just gonna go down in flames. If it's going down anyways, everyone's like, all right,
you have a town full of these weird creative people that, like, you know, they do this weird shit. Maybe that's part of their creative process or whatever. And it's like, now all of that is changing, and it's gonna get fucking ugly if that shakes out. That's gonna get real, real fucking ugly. So we'll see. What was your crime thing that you wanted to?
Oh, I wanted to do Wacky Crime Corner.
Oh God, is that what you're calling it?
No, I just thought it was
crime
funny.
Crime Corner.
Crime Corner.
We should have a some type of sound effect for it.
For Crime Corner?
For Crime Corner, like a door slamming or like a scream. Like,
yeah,
a loud woman scream.
Oh, no. And then it's just
Crime Corner with Jables.
Crime Corner. So an Orlando man.
Yep.
Has sued the Orlando police officers. He is a 64-year-old man. He got pulled over, and the police officers saw flakes of glaze on his chair, on his seat next to him.
Right.
Identified it as crystal meth.
Yep.
And arrested him.
Okay.
64-year-old man, he was dropping his friend off at the hospital for chemo treatment. He went to pick up another friend at church,
right,
and take her home.
Yep. And he was doing meth?
No, he was eating a Krispy Kreme. So they took him to jail. They did a test, but the tests that the police use are like these $14 tests from CVS.
Okay.
They're nothing like until they get to the crime lab, right?
Right.
So they tested these flakes. And the guy's just like, go ahead, search my car. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. It was this woman officer. She said, I recognize through my 11 years of training and experience in law enforcement, this substance to be some sort of narcotic. So they tested it.
It was Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme glaze. Wow. Krispy Kreme glaze. So a couple things with that,
yeah,
is what is in Krispy Kreme glaze that set off a drug?
I don't know, but I like it. Like, have you had Krispy Kreme donuts?
Yes, and
if you told me that
there was meth in those, I'd be like, yeah, obviously, I fucking cannot stop eating them, right?
Yeah, I mean,
poor fucking guy. So he was in jail for like 10 hours. He's suing them now. He has a lawyer. I I'm not sure if he got awarded already or what, but
boy,
I just think like, oh, poor guy. He had retired after 25 years in the in government service even. And it's just like, what?
You're talking about this. This was Crime Corner with Jables. In slam the
hard
door.
Hitting, yeah, hard hitting stuff, you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Japes. That was
You're really welcome. I'm just bringing you the news.
Thought provoking.
Yep.
Interesting.
Talk about it, you guys. Really start a dialogue.
You can't see it at home because it's an audio show, but I've been on the edge of my chair. That entire.
What was it? Was it meth?
Crime Corner with Jables. I want this to become a thing now, where you just read shitty crimes.
All right.
From around the world.
No problem. You don't have to ask me twice. Do it all around. Do it every day.
Are you going to add a sound effect for this?
Obviously, yes.
Yeah, a slamming door in a woman's Crime Corner with Jabes.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least today, we are playing each other in fantasy football head to head.
Yeah.
Not happy about this.
Right, right.
Because we're, as you know, we have a league. It's hyper competitive. You and I are in two different divisions. We are tied for the best record in the league.
Mm-hmm.
We are each 5-1.
Yeah.
We're playing each other today. My quarterback is on a fucking bye week.
Well, bye.
Yeah. My receiver's on it. Yeah, exactly. Bye.
Oh, well, bye.
My receiver's on a bye week, and I think you are currently housing me. I want to check the score here. Because,
all right.
Because if
can,
I mean,
I
look,
can check.
I want the listeners to know that, like, hey, I got fucking beat, and here's why. Oh, God.
You want to make excuses. Is that what you're saying?
You are currently up by 40 points.
Oh, well, bye.
Fuck me, dude. I had to grab a waiver wire quarterback and play this week, and it just fucked me. You have Ezekiel Elliott, who already has 2 touchdowns and 67 mm-hmm. yards rushing in the first fucking quarter of the game.
Yep.
He's going to score 90 points for you. You have a great team. I'm going to run down your team real quick. You got Drew Brees,
mm-hmm.
Ezekiel Elliott,
mm-hmm.
Carlos Hyde, Adam Thielen, Danny Amendola, Zach Ertz, so good, he's having one of the greatest years for a tight end this year. Randall Cobb, shit the bed. Panthers defense, you picked up off a waiver wire because you had Houston's defense, and they scored 13 fucking points. Like, Jesus Christ, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, if I don't have J.J. Watt, I don't have anything.
Well, you dropped him and picked up the Panthers D, but I fucking had to start Brett Hundley, the backup quarterback for New Orleans. I mean, for Green Bay this week, and that was a goddamn nightmare. Just an absolute nightmare. He threw like 9 passes today. So this is, man, this fucking sucks. I want to play you at full strength in the playoffs
I bet you do.
Really fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Really annihilate you.
I know.
Because I look, just for the peeps at home, here's my squad when I got my full guys, when I got my full basket of dicks at my collection.
I'm a little gay, but go ahead. here's how I do it, guys, when I have my full bag of dicks at my disposal.
Deshaun Watson having one of the finest rookie season ever for a quarterback. God, I love him. But he's on a bye. Kareem Hunt, whew, top running back in the league. Really, really blasting the dick out of life with that.
Mm-hmm.
Devonta Freeman, Atlanta, he plays tonight. Julio Jones. Julio's not having a great year so far. And I got Will Fuller the fifth and Golden Tate killing the game. Jordan Reed's my tight end, and Chiefs defense, shit the bed. And Matt Bryant's my kicker. That team would usually smash your team. Absolutely smash their ball sack in. But I can't play those guys. They're all Golden Tate's on a bye. Deshaun Watson's on a bye. Will Fuller the fifth is on a bye. Therefore, a bye. I'm gonna fucking lose. You're gonna be in first place, and I'm never gonna hear the end of it. I'm never going to hear. But we're halfway through the season. We're both 5-1, so I have a good feeling that both of us are going to make the playoffs, and I'm going to get my revenge. I'm going to get my revenge on you. So,
well, that's what you're all about.
Stick around, kids, because you're not beating me come playoff time. All the buys are gone then, James. Then it's fucking skill.
It's like when Ross has his bag of dicks.
Yep.
When I have slung my over his shoulder.
Basket of dicks at my disposal.
Skipping through the field with his basket of dicks.
My basket of dicks. Yeah.
You better watch out because he is fierce.
Best in the biz.
Fierce. Bag best of
in
dicks.
The biz. Best in the biz, and you're going to beat me today. Now people are going to be like, oh, man, fucking Jesse beat Ross. How fucked up is that? And it's like, bro.
Oh, you're just worried about the fucking half my team. Boards. Well, get over it.
Yeah, I'm missing half my team today. So.
Oh, we all know. We all know all your excuses. Oh, you don't have all your dicks.
Yeah, I don't. When I have my full basket of dicks,
we know.
I'm able to just ignite the world.
Okay.
It's time for the revolutionary figure of the day, shall we? We're gonna take it back. We're gonna take it back to William Hanna and Joseph Barbera, who created the Flintstones.
Hanna-Barbera.
Oh. Why? Because they were fucking cave people,
sure.
Living their life, doing shit. You know, 2 million fucking years ago. That aired September 30th in 1960. And look, let's be honest, man. If they are fucking still alive, climate change and all that other bullshit is not going to affect us while we're here on this earth. We're going to live through this,
right?
Like, I don't want to fucking hear about it anymore. Again, those monkey teeth set me off. They set me the fuck off. Where it was like 9.7 million years, and we're going to bitch about hairspray. Come on, dude. I'm done with it. I'm done with it. The Flintstones fucking lived, you know? They were doing shit back in the day. We're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. As a human race, probably not.
Sure.
Because everybody's going to be one smooth fucking torso. There's going to be no dick.
All Ken and Barbie Kens.
Yeah, that's it.
Kenny Barbs.
Because nobody wants to offend anybody by being born a different way. So like...
Yeah, please. God forbid.
That's going to happen faster than the rest of the shit.
Yeah.
So buckle the fuck up. But the Flintstones, they were fine. We're going to be fine.
Sure.
Everything's all right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For Jabes Against the Machine, I am Ross Patterson. I just want another crime. I can't wait for the next crime corner.
Shut up.
I really want to tune into that.
Rude.
And I can't wait to hear your sound effects. I know you're going to go back and add some sound effects. I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.